Hey, greetings. This is Jim at don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio. Hey, how about some beautiful scenes from central Missouri? This is near our small little homestead. Just thought I'd share that with you. I want to bring you some truth today. Our topic, selling the things of God. You know, I wrote an article on this and I want to share it with you on video. Imagine if I tell a lost man, hey, I've got truth that'll change your life. And then I say, 1095, please, for me to continue. Yeah, that wouldn't be very Christian. It's really an alarming thing, yet many people today are doing this popular but sinful practice called selling the truth of God or the things of God. We see it all over. Modern pastors, churches, ministries, authors, singers, they're all lined up to offer you the latest, greatest, their talent, their truth, their music, their books for $19.95. Here's an example of one such man that sells his music. Now, I am not talking about giving to needy or giving freely to good needy causes. 2 Corinthians 9:7, Paul says, every man according to his purpose in his heart, so let him give, not begrudgingly or of necessity, for God love a cheerful giver. So this is not about giving to needy causes. What I'm speaking of here is men selling the truth of God and their offerings for money and gain. I personally find it rather profane and vile and sinful, making money off of the blood of Christ and the truth of the eternal hope of salvation to come. But let me ask a question. Is that just my opinion, or is that what God's word teaches us? Well, let's take a look at that. But before we do, I've got on our, if you go to don'tperish.com, you go to our teaching blog, we have an article on tithing. Tithing is not for today, so I want to make that clear. If you go and look at that article, you'll see tithing is not for today. Now, if you claim to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and be a disciple of His, how are we to live? How are we to function? How are we to do ministry? Well, Jesus said in Matthew 4:4, one of my favorite verses, we live by every word out of the mouth of God. So let's go to God's word and tell us how to, it'll tell us how to carry ourselves in all things, and not to be caught up in the traditions of man, such as selling the things of God. Okay? Let's do that. Now, I can easily show you in God's word why selling the truth of God is sinful and not biblical. In 2 Thess 2:15, Paul says, therefore, brethren, stand fast, hold to the traditions you've been taught, whether by word or our epistle. So we're to keep the traditions of the New Testament body through Paul and Jesus Christ, not through man-made, evangelical, all types of false religion. Apostle Paul also said this in 1 Corinthians 11, verses 1 and 2, be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Now I praise you, brethren, that you remember me in all things and keep the ordinances as I've delivered them to you. Interesting. So by the scriptures, we can see that we are to keep the example and the traditions that Paul and Jesus Christ handed down to us by imitating and modeling them. So why do all of these denominations, religious places, why do they violate this tradition in the selling of truth? That's a good question, isn't it? Also, did Paul, we need to ask ourselves, did Paul or Jesus or any other true biblical disciple, did they sell the things of God to others? The answer is no. They didn't sell anything related to the truth of God, because it is given freely of God, should be given freely by men of God. Now, we feel so strongly about this at don'tperish.com. If you go to our website, you can see our No Donations Allowed button. And if you click on it, we play a video where we tell you we don't allow donations because we work to provide our own needs. Another thing Apostle Paul told us for men of this day is Ephesians 4:28. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that's in need. So you see, work, have money to give to someone in need, but the gospel and truth of God goes out freely. Paul also led by example, working to not be a burden to anyone. He said this in 1 Thess 2:9, for remember, brethren, our labor and travail, for laboring night and day, because we did not want to be chargeable unto any of you. Some translations say did not want to be a burden. We preached unto you the gospel of God. So you see the example Paul is setting. He's not selling things. He's working for his own way. He was a tent maker, a leather maker, or a leather worker. Now, Those holy scriptures show us exactly how we're supposed to be living in our ministry for God today. Selling his truth, again, never was exemplified by Christ, the early saints, and it's a sinful action today that taints our witness and causes great corruption. It makes men rich at the hands of God's truth, and it's shameful. Perhaps the most telling scripture I can share with you about selling the truth of God, and it should wake us all up and make us realize how sinful this really is the King of the universe, Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, said this in John 2, and found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves and the changers of money sitting, and when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money overthrew the tables, and said unto them that sold doves, take these things hence, make not my Father's house a house of merchandise. Now please make note, Jesus took harsh physical action over the merchandising of things in God's house. And here's what you need to remember, those people truly born of God today, we are the temple of God. 1 Corinthians 3:16 tells us that. So we need to take heed and be warned by all of this. I've asked many men over the years who are in ministry and modern pastors and churches that are selling the truth of God, I've asked them to go to God's word and provide evidence why they're doing such things. And you know, no one has ever offered me that evidence. They ignore it and they continue to sell and be money changers over the things of God. So I would ask you, are you part of a religious group today that sells anything, or a ministry that sells anything related to the things of God, his truth, his word, so-called worship, music, all this stuff? If so, you really need to go to don'tperish.com, click on the 10-point test, and you really need to test that religious body, because there'll be a lot more sin there as well. Most times we find the sin is only the beginning of it, and they have many other false ways that will deceive you. So we hope this audio and video will help you to see that the selling of God's word and his truth is shameful, sinful, and not in line with scripture. Go to don'tperish.com. Check out all of our biblical resources to help you. Thanks for listening. Till we come to you again next time with more truth from God's word. Have a glorious day. Check out that scenery. May God be praised.